Hey, Quang here. If you really wanted to support Cracked Media, you can go to cracked-media.com/shop and buy our merch. The website will be updated with limited time merch that supports all the effort that everyone on the Cracked Media crew has and will continue to dedicate to the community. Go visit cracked-media.com/shop. And remember, stay cracked.
Engage.
What's going on? What? Gamers. What?
You haven't even proposed yet. What?
Wait.
You haven't even proposed to me yet. What do you mean engage?
No, what?
I just got out of the basement. Okay.
I thought he was about to say I just got out of a relationship. I'm not ready for this.
I just shifted so far to the other side.
I came out of the basement. I'm straight.
Turns out.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
I would have put that on my bingo card, but I thought it'd be too fucking obvious.
That I'm straight. We are clearly not friends.
You know how many straight people I know that act gay as shit? Like it's.
Like a personality trait now.
Yeah,
right here. You should see around the boys. XP share episode 69. I will say that I may have made out with more boys than girls in the last week. Definitively.
Nice. They love that.
God.
But yeah, welcome boys and girls. Episode 69, where we talk about people fucking each other. I mean, what? Wait.
Those are allegations.
Where we share experiences more and like, love.
More like people fucking the industry, I should say that. Clarify.
Yeah.
It's the other way. We all know it's the other way around.
Consumer-wise, yes.
There's some freaky shit going on here, I know.
Yeah.
I like it.
We got some interesting topics today. Gonna go through some top news, I guess.
News?
Whatever people have on their mind.
Juice?
Starting getting with Mikey getting ascended? Jesus Christ.
That's news. Let's fucking go.
That's hype. Round of applause.
No, I forgot that I put that down. I was so proud of myself. I reached the second highest rank in Deadlock, and I was sweating, Your Honor. I was drenched at the end of these games. Man, besides hitting... Well, I'll be honest. Okay, so granted, I was pretty hyped when I hit Onyx and Halo Infinite. Looking back on it, I realize it's not that great of a thing because, like, it's kind of not that hard to hit Onyx and Halo if you just put some hours into it.
It's one of those you pop off and then you're like, man, that was easy. But hey, you gotta take it in perspective, right? How many people actually hit Onyx? You know, that's what I'm saying.
Oof, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a skill gap. There's no question on that. You know, it's interesting. It's easy. So the ranks within Halo, like it's like gold 1 through 6, platinum 1 through 6, diamond 1 through 6.
Yeah.
Diamond 1 through 5 is very manageable. You can get through it, and you're like, all right, cool. The second you hit diamond 6, it's like optic shows up for some reason. So getting over that hump of diamond 6 to Onyx is like, man, that shit was so hard. I was stuck in that for like a month, but boy, once I hit Onyx, I was pretty excited. Hitting Ascendant and Deadlock has been far more more complicated. And so I feel far more achieved. I'm like super proud of myself for doing that shit. Will I hit Eternus? I've played Eternus players before. I don't know. I don't know if God built me like that. But I'm just happy to be where I am right now. I'm very happy to be here, as Eddie Murphy said.
The hard part is that those people hitting Eternus, God didn't build them to have a 9-to-5.
Yeah,
God didn't give them bills to pay.
Must be nice.
Indeed.
I mean, there's a reason Halo matchmaking is so skewed. You know, if you literally compare like the rank charts, the rank like standard deviation between Apex and Halo, you know, normal Apex like Valorant shit, you know, it's the deviation is high. People in are high. Like there's a high amount of people in fucking gold, right? Got the little bell curve. They're all in gold.
The bell curve, yeah.
Not Halo. Not Halo. That curve goes up in platinum. Everybody's in platinum. Nobody's in gold. Nobody's in silver. Yeah. Nobody's in bronze. Everybody's in fucking platinum. That's where the curve starts.
There you go. So, it makes a lot of sense.
Ascended is huge, though. Fuck yeah, dude. Only 2,700 hours, he says.
But now
it only took 20 hours.
But now let me do the math on this real quick. Like before we, I need to figure this out. 2,700.
I'm just saying.
By 24. Oh my god!
Fuck. What's the number?
That's 112 and a half days.
Dude. That's a brother, third of a year, bro.
Nearly a third of a fucking year. Like, hey. I respect the hell out of it.
Early
do
Christmas
you know
present.
How much money you could make if you put those hours into like overtime?
Or anything else. Basket weaving on Etsy. I'd be rich.
Sorry, little Timmy. I would help you pay for your university fees, but you know, I did it ascended back in 2026.
Hey, Mikey, I just want you to know that is half the time. That's half the time it will take to get to Christmas this year. So it's just an early Christmas present, you know?
Yeah, bro. That's exactly. Wow. Exactly.
Imagine what you would be able to, how many hours you had if you didn't have a 9-to-5 and you were like a full on deadlock creator. Imagine the
not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Two? Single?
He probably would have
single?
He'd probably make more money, honestly, like if he could afford to do that.
you call it a job, I call it the juice nerf. Like we gotta stop him climbing all the way up, so we gotta give him like taxes to pay and shit.
God had to nerf me somehow, right? Yeah, what it must be.
This is one of those things where it's like, man, I think about this a lot because every time I go back to like StarCraft 2, just randomly, I still casually hit platinum because I just reached that level, right? Where you're like almost good, in the grand scheme of things. You know, it feels bad to say, but like, you're not good enough to hit pro yet, technically. Yeah.
I'll just say, like, gold and platinum is still sort of like a lot of people don't like to do it, but that's like the average kind of like most people land in that range.
Exactly. I feel like that's this whole podcast right now, just four average fucking gamers.
I'm the silver of the group.
hey, don't sell yourself short, dog. What the fuck?
No, brother. I genuinely, the last time I played competitive was season 2 of Marvel Rivals in any game. That was the last time I played competitive in anything was season 2 of Rivals.
I will casually get platinum in any character on in Street Fighter at this point. TFT, I literally troll my way into Emerald, which is one below Diamond in that game, and then it's Master, Grandmaster. It's one above platinum because they had to add it. It's a weird rank. Platinum is dog shit in that game. But I also know that it's coming from a perspective of somebody who's like really studied it, and that there's certain things that are really hard to learn that are just like core, just stuck in my brain now.
It's your special interest. It's fine. We can say it.
I was gonna say that's an interesting way to say, you know, you have an ego. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's a very, very roundabout way to say that.
Like, it takes so much study. I'm just saying that if I also did not have a 9-to-5 job, I wouldn't be making money, but I'd be challenger in TFT.
I've been over here for the last 2 weeks figuring out how to build a fucking camera so I can go work on some sports shit. And he's like, oh, you know, you gotta study StarCraft 2, man. I'm like, motherfucker, I know how to put lenses together now, all right?
I like that.
That sounds like me in high school. I literally had like a program to time out build openings versus other build openings, and that I could tweak to the second.
Insane.
To Jesus see Christ. What best, because I was the scientist in my friend group. I would come up with build orders for people to, they'd have a specific problem, I'd come up with a specific solution. And test it against other things and see how viable it actually is.
To that is like running simulations for like D&D combats to see like how do I balance this, because spoiler alert, balancing in D&D is dog shit. But like surprise. Jesus Christ, dude, that's insane.
This is the short way to tell everyone that I've self-diagnosed myself as autistic. So like.
Oh yeah, bro. Oh yeah.
Speed running, you know, running my head against a wall over and over again until I'm good at something. Yeah.
The constant need to compete at something, yeah. And then feel like shit when you're not the top.
Quack describes his day to day, and I'm like, you know, there's medication for that, right? Like,
nope.
There's pills. There's pills for this kind of thing.
Yeah. What's crazy is that this is. Not only CJ with three old people, but CJ with three people with severe mental health issues.
I get that implies I don't have those.
Oh, sorry, gaming addiction. Well, sorry.
Oh, God. No, all right.
CJ is the one out of us that like enjoys games, I feel like.
And yeah, I'm over here like, oh, guys, I made a new character in XCOM 2 with my cosmetic mods that I downloaded, and they look really pretty. And you're over here like, oh, shit, I spent 100 days in fucking Deadlock.
Screaming at my fucking laner, I'm like, to fucking push the lane so we can grab this. Like, yeah, fucking...
Damn, thanks.
My shader pack that I downloaded.
Perfect fucking segue. The last thing I was going to ask before we move on to the Slay the Spire update is, how are the comms in Ascendant?
Solid. Honestly, the comms got good in Phantom.
They are not like his current comms right now, where he sounds like he's in a fucking aquarium. Like,
your audio change? You sound like you're on the other side of the room.
Just stepped away from his computer, and now he's yelling like...
He's really good at throwing his voice.
right.
Oh.
How did that happen? Oh, hi. Welcome back.
How did that happen? Okay, somehow my input just decided to switch. Okay.
Sick.
No, there we go.
I've used that excuse before.
I'll back him. Because genuinely, we were doing a D&D recording a couple weeks ago, and my output literally switched in real time, and I don't know what fucking happened.
Okay, that was weird. All right. Well, the comms are solid, actually. But I was saying that the comms actually got better in Phantom, like... Maybe like halfway through, like Phantom 2, Phantom 3 is when the comms started to get a lot better. But yeah, no, in Ascendant, I mean, people care. People don't want to lose. So it's nice. It's very nice. Cause you and I played those Ritualist games together in Emissary.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, bro, what are you doing, man? Like everyone just sounds like the episode of SpongeBob when people talk like, thanks. Like that's what everyone sounds like in Emissary. But yeah, once you get to like Phantom, like middle of Phantom or higher, it's nice. It's very nice. I'm just glad to be here, like I said.
I was gonna say the thing that is always really rough at the higher levels, especially in team games, is that sometimes there's just Deadlock doesn't have this problem right now, I should be very clear. But a lot of those team games, just because there aren't a lot of people in those ranks, you're just going to have a wildly varied skill skill gap between teammates or enemies, because sometimes you'll be like, man, these are the best teammates ever. They know exactly where to be. The comms are super clear. And the next game you have like one guy who's just like fucking muted mic, nowhere to be found all game.
Yeah, 100%.
Text typing in chat, like complaining about the, you're like, what the fuck, what happened?
You know, it's kind of funny. They were actually like, I don't know, maybe this was just my experience, but I feel like there were more people communicating in Diamond on Halo than Onyx. Like, I feel like mid-tier Diamond to the end, everybody was just like sweating their balls off trying to fucking rank up. And then you get to Onyx and it's just fucking silent and everybody's just like locking in expecting you to do what... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, true. Like, the second I got into Onyx, it was like everyone was just like, why aren't you the greatest? Like the greatest in the lobby. Like, bro, what? Like, why aren't you the greatest in the lobby? What are we talking about? Like, you know, I'm having a... we have one off game and all of a sudden it's like, bro, like, what's this matchmaking? Like, can we shut the bitch ass up? Like, how about that?
My favorite is random ass... I play games... Like, I play chess online for fun sometimes. And just like, I'm not good at chess, but there's a chat function in chess, and it's so funny because you have to accept the chat. It'll give you like a little like, hey, someone's trying to, he's trying to talk at you.
Someone's trying to fucking roast the shit out of you.
I'm literally about to checkmate this dude, and he's like, "Lol, good move, checkmate, bitch ass."
Yeah, I guess, like, what are we doing? That's what I want to know, because I and it's a niche fucking game, but the Black Flag multiplayer is where I was are you recognizing people now? Like, are you sort of getting the same names popping up, or are you still in that, like, you kind of have those interactions? Because I was getting that towards the sort of end of Black Flag's multiplayer life cycle, where it's like, oh, it's the same five people every Friday night. It's great.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's my best friend.
But real, you make some good friends doing that though. That's what StarCraft was like, because those are the people that I like spent months just like theory crafting with. Late night on Skype.
Oh, yeah, on Skype. Damn, this dude's a gamer. Yeah. I used to pop lock to that sound.
I miss Skype. I fucking miss Skype.
I do not. Oh, my God, I hated Skype.
That's a hot take.
Discord is such a hot take right there. Because like, this last week, Discord has been really fucking shitty with, like, that fucking... I don't know if it's updates or just glitches that happened where, like, you're in a call and everything will just shut off, but it won't tell you anything. You'll join a call and you just sat there in silence. Like, Discord's been pissing me off this week, so I fucking miss Skype. Because also, it was simpler back then, right? I didn't have...
What?
Like, you know, this is just simple. I just want to hop on a call with people.
We had to cancel the fucking DBD on Tuesday because nobody could fucking communicate in Discord, and the fucking TO just hit me up and was like, nobody can talk, we have no casters, we're like, Discord's just shitting, so we're like, there's nothing we can do.
It happened twice in the last week. We were trying to set up a Marvel Rivals game, like, it was me, Kat, Ash, and a couple of our friends, and yeah, just like, Discord was like, no, fuck you, you don't get to socialize with people.
Yeah, I mean, at what point did Discord become, I don't know, what do they call it? I guess bloated, you know. You know, as far as, well, because I mean, you know, I think Discord in its core is phenomenal, but I mean, there are a lot of things you can do in Discord now. Like, there's if you're a Discord moderator, like, you have a smorgasbord of things you can do, and sometimes when you start putting a lot of features into things, that's where you start noticing QA starts to slip as well, because who really is going to test all of these things every single time for one little small feature change, you know?
What, so, what do you mean? The consumers are supposed to do it for free and then provide feedback.
Yeah, right? Yeah. My bad. You're so right.
I don't know if everyone else has got this, but like, I just got access to the favorites feature. I don't know if that's me being a tester or if that's just a thing now.
I'm not going to lie. Discord is the place where I feel like the most like a boomer. I have no idea how any of it works. I have notifications out the wazoo. I don't know where they're coming from. I have my own Discord that someone else runs completely. And every time I'm just like, hey, I literally sent a text like, hey, Mark, can you fix these things? He's like, he's like, already done. Do you want me to show you how to do it? I was like, I don't think I'll understand. It's fine.
But I can answer your question. When Discord started getting bloated, it was Nitro. It was Nitro. Because that's when they started like being like, oh no, this is more than just like a sort of, you know, communication platform for forums and shit. This is now like the next social media. And there are parts of Nitro I really do like. I love the customization. I love the ability to have like soundboards and like your own fucking GIFs and shit. There's a lot of stuff that I think is really cool. But there's also a bunch of shit that I'm like, why? Why do we have this? Why are you advertising like, you know, the fucking orbs thing? It's like Discord has its own currency now. And yeah.
That was fucking wild.
Activities together was always weird for me in
Discord.
Well, it's because they knew that everyone was like, everyone's hopping in Discord to play games, and like a very popular one for that is tabletop. So what if we put tabletop in Discord? And then it doesn't fucking work, and it's shitty. And it's just like, just play tabletop. Just download. It's like, it is not that expensive. It's like, it's not that expensive, and the workshop, unless you're in the UK, the workshop has a load of fucking games that you could just play. Doesn't work for UK people anymore because we blocked Imgur and everything runs off Imgur. It's fucking great. I can't play Four Souls anymore.
That's insane.
Oh my goodness.
Sucks. Fucking sucks.
Oh, I think that's one thing that a lot of people need to fucking realize nowadays is like, not everything's meant to be fucking free. And if it is, it's probably a demo for something that's meant to be paid for. Because people put fucking work into it. As like,
either that or you're the product.
Exactly. Exactly. Either or. But anyway, politics aside, let's Justin's got some Slay the Spire stuff for us. And then we got maybe a few other points to hit. Possibly, maybe, depending on how long we take.
I mean, okay. The Slay the Spire stuff, really, literally, I could not give less of crap because
it's all early access anyways, right?
No, it's even worse than that. That's why it's so fucking stupid. Oh, a lot of feelings. Slay the Spire 2, great game. Even in early access, it feels really polished. It feels really good. It keeps a lot of the identity of the old games while getting rid of some of the more brain-dead tactics. Like, oh, if I really want to win a run at Ascension 10, I know exactly what cards I'm going to hunt for. And I can make the same exact deck pretty reliably. Maybe not every run, but like once every five runs, which is enough, you know. I've literally done multiple A20 climbs. Just following the same deck structure, blah 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 blah. Great. So Slay the Spire 2 fixes a lot of that. People got really mad because one great thing that Slay the Spire 2 decided to add as just an option for people who really want to be involved in this early access game is give optional access to beta patches to the early access game. You can just play the game as it is normally. That's fine. Play with your friends. Multiplayer is so much fun. Unironically, just you can do some stupid stuff. I built a deck that revolved around only having 7 cards in it at any given point in time, and somehow it turned into me giving everybody like 50 shield every turn. I don't know why that happened. That wasn't the reason I built that deck that way, but it happened. It was lots of fun. Especially because a couple of the other people were just like, I guess I don't cards. That's fine. Well, yeah.
It's okay. You're protected now.
Yeah. I protect you. It was so... Oh, great time. So if you go into the Steam page and you right-click the game and you go to options, or sorry, properties, there is a option called game versions and betas, where you can go look and be like, oh, there's the default public version. There's also a public beta that you can opt into if you want to play things that are, you know, the developers want to show you where they're thinking the game is going. So a bunch of people went into that and then were like, this is not it. And really just got upset about a thing that's not the game. Not the main game. Like, I understand being like, okay, I don't like these changes. Blah, 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 blah. Makes sense. I get that. But people were like, man, I'm not playing another second of Slay the Spire 2 because of these changes. They ruined everything. They ruined character, blah, blah, blah. Like, just go back to the actual game.
Ruined how? Yeah. Like, that's how I'm... Like, how have they... how are they claiming... Like, have they made them... more overpowered? Have they made them a lot weaker? Made the game a lot harder? Like, what are they doing?
So the base game right now has a lot of infinite. That's one thing that they actively were trying to prevent. And they nerfed a bunch of cards that are involved in those infinites as one of the things. So people were just like, I want my easy game. People are like that. That's fine. They also nerfed Regent into the ground. Was my understanding. That's when I started turning up. I was like interested in the actual patches because like, oh, this affects how I'm going to play my next run, blah, blah, blah. I need to know if what I was thinking is happening is no longer going to be happening. And then I realized that it's all a beta patch. Once again, not a patch on the game. It is a beta patch. And I feel like it's a beta patch on an early access game. Do you understand how far removed from the actual game that is? Do you understand why it's so stupid? People are so angry. There is, in the beta patch, there is a feedback button. There is a button that you can click inside the game to be like, hey, I think this feels bad, to send to the developer directly. Because they're not going to read your comments on the internet. Because there's too many. It's everywhere. If you don't like something, there's a feedback button. Go click that.
Go click that one.
It's literally a beta. That's what betas are for. If you find something literally broken, if there's a bug in the game, or if you have problems with the balance, this is too easy. I'm not having fun because it's too easy. It's too hard because I don't know what I'm doing. Blah, blah, blah. I said blah, blah, blah a lot because that's literally what all this is. It's just noise. It's just so much.
Essentially what he's trying to say, if you want personal validation for your life when you're gaming, the best way is to give feedback for a beta version of a fucking video game. And then you can feel really good about yourself for giving input to something that really doesn't matter.
Or give it directly to the people who need the input to make the game better. Instead of just screaming at the internet.
Oh, yeah. No, let's publicly put it on the internet for everybody else to see and just feed off the negativity.
No, actually, you know, all of you, you should just go to Twitter, where your...
My favorite.
Where all the bots can see, you know? Just put it on Twitter. Or yeah. X. What is it called?
No, it's Twitter. Fuck it, it's Twitter. Fuck it, it's Twitter.
It feeds straight into the AI, dude. Straight into the AI overlord.
Like, it's just... What happened to social media, dude?
Yeah,
like it's crazy that I missed the toxic Twitter of 2018. Like, it's crazy that I missed 2018 Twitter, arguably the worst place to be in the world aside from Reddit. Like, it's just
I've been very happy the last couple of months, my Twitter has somehow found its way back into esports toxicity algorithm, where people are like, man, this player is so goddamn shit, I can't believe he has a fucking job, blah blah blah, and then another person like listing his accomplishments.
My Twitter's great. Social right media now. Isn't social anymore. It's just fucking opinionated bullshit. That
it's everyone trying to make a headline. It's everybody trying to make a fucking headline because everyone wants to be the next big guy. Whereas like in 2018, it was toxic as shit, but like you didn't feel like there was any like ulterior motives to it. It was just like, fuck you, I'm a dickhead, and the fucking. None of it's real anymore, dude. None of it's fucking real. Nothing's real. Fucking dead internet theory. It's alive and well.
As of 2024, 2025, bot accounts for 51% of all global web traffic.
It's crazy.
Sounds about right.
It's crazy that half of these comments are bots talking to other bots. That's what it is. Like, we're just seeing we're seeing the fucking civil war of the internet happening, and none of us are taking part in it. It's stupid.
Since we're on the negativity and stupid community train, I did want to get your guys' opinion on if you've heard anything, what you've heard, and your thoughts on the difference between the Highgarde negativity train versus the Marathon negativity train, and how that's been, how both have been spun in each direction. One, as we all know, has led to a server closure of Highgarde. Another has led to Marathon slowly dwindling players, but still being at a consistent level.
So my thing with Highgarde, I don't think they had server problems, didn't they? Like right before they did the big layoffs, like the game just wasn't running well.
Not server problems. It was more performance issues, but that was performance issues coming from subpar PC users.
Yeah. So I think, honestly, I don't think that the backlash had a lot to do with Highgarde shutting down. I think, especially because it's coming, I mean, Marathon might be in the same track, but it's one of those, like, it's a big title. They're expecting a certain number of consistent users for it to be considered a valuable product, because we're in a capitalistic society that they're going to want to dump things in. A bunch of people during the time that you really need to grab people did not enjoy the game. They changed it from 6v6 to 5v5, right? And then there was another influx. Both times there was just performance problems for a lot of people. Better the second time around, but there's just a lot of performance problems. And at that point, you know, people are not going to opt in, especially because graphics cards cost a leg at this point. So, you know, it's the unfortunate space we live in right now. Marathon, I don't know what's going on with that game. Every time that I, like, want to try playing it, I just, like, can't be excited. I don't know if that's me or someone else, or, like, other people. But...
Well, I mean, you haven't really played extraction shooters.
That's true. Extraction shooters in general just aren't interesting to me. But it's Bungie, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for what it is.
Whoa. No Bungie disrespect here.
That's not Bungie disrespect. I'm saying Bungie is the only reason why I would play one of these god awful games.
That's great to hear. Love that. We love that.
I mean,
putting words in my mouth.
Even Chicken, he's played a shitload of Destiny. He finally got Marathon the other day, and he had a great time. He was like, he literally said the first couple of times he like shot the guns, he's like, yep, this is Destiny. Yep. This
is like, I mean, that's exactly what I thought when I was looking at it. But
so it's like, I mean, so I'm more coming from the perspective, I guess. So for those unaware, when Highguard got released, it was to kind of bring everything back. This was the game that got announced at the end of Game Awards. It was supposed to be Shadow dropped. Previous couple people from Respawn were working on it, blah, blah, blah. It was a new studio. Basically, it was hit with a wave of negativity from a lot of people who didn't play more than an hour of the fucking game. So it was already kind of like imbalance. But then again, there were some valid criticisms of like, you know, the characters are bland, the gameplay loop is weird, you know, stuff like that. It was a new game. And then on the Marathon side, it was more, I want to say on the Marathon side, it's more like an artistic direction that people didn't really vibe with, which is kind of why I'm kind of correlating the two, because it's like you're complaining about a brand new video game that's giving you a almost brand new experience. Of course, extraction shooters are extraction shooters, but it's like it's a retro world. The art's going to be different. I mean, sure, the UI was a little like a little bit of a mess, but I mean, I put maybe 2-3 hours into the game and I was like, this, like, the UI is fine. You just put your time into it and you fucking learn it. Yeah, like, it's not that hard. Like, there was literally I saw somebody on TikTok. I want to say it was Valkyrie or one of the big streamers, got one of the questions from her chat and it was like, how do you figure things out? Like, the UI is all over the place. This is really weird. And she's like, I don't know. You use your brain, figure it out, like, put time into it. I don't know what to tell you. I was just like, that's literally what you need to do, is like, you just need to put the time into things. And people just want to, you know, sit here and spew negativity with putting an hour into games like Highguard. And then those same people complaining that the tutorial took like 30 minutes. Okay, so you played a quote unquote 30 minute tutorial and then you played what, maybe one game? One game, and you decide you didn't like it? One map, one scenario, one character? It's just like, it's just weird because that wave just caused Highguard to crash, right? And here we got Marathon with a Bungie background, which by all accounts has a great fucking combat loop. Like, the guns feel amazing. That's honestly, I believe, what kind of like is the saving grace to not equaling Highguard. And of course, again, being backed by Bungie. But again, Highguard goes down, Marathon goes up. Why?
No, because there was more to it with the Highguard thing, though, because it was Jeff Keighley, and Jeff Keighley found a game he really liked. He put it in his fucking show, he put it as, like, the big set. Because everyone, let's be honest, everyone watches the Game Awards for, like, the Game of the Year award and for the trailers. Like, let's be real, it's the set, right? You watch the Oscars for the trailers, for like, what it's they're teasing next, for the next thing. Right, and so when Jeff Keighley says, like, this is the big thing, because the big thing is always the last thing that you're going to do, right? Because it's the, and one more thing. And then the complaints people had with Highguard was that it didn't really have an identity. It was a little bit of everything. It's the same complaints that I have got with Crimson Desert, in that Crimson Desert doesn't have a fucking identity. It's a little bit of everything, and I don't think it actually knows what it wants to be. That was the argument that a lot of Highguard people have. And the other thing is, like, yeah, absolutely. If you're only going to put a couple hours into a game, you're not going to be able to get a vibe of what that game has in store. But not everyone has, you know, not everyone has 2,700 hours to put into a game. You know? Like, I think we are very much in a space right now where if a game doesn't capture me within 2 hours, I gotta go. Because that's the other thing. Steam's refund policy is only valid for two hours of game time and 14 days after purchase. So if a game does not capture me in, let's say, 90 minutes, it's like, well, I gotta make a decision on if I'm gonna bet on this game or if I'm gonna get my refund.
I will say also with... So I'm just doing a little bit of market research here, you know? Highguard fell off immediately. People were not about this game.
It was the wave hit. The wave hit fast and fucking hard. Like, it was high and it was low instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on release it was like 40,000, and then by the a week later,
by like the end of the day,
but a week later it was down to 10,000, and you know it slowly was petering out. You need to have a player base over 50,000, not over 50,000, but like over like 10,000 to have any sort of matchmaking happen. Which, you know, waiting for matches by itself is a big reason people don't play games, especially when the online experience is the only experience, really, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Marathon's suffering. Marathon had the big push initially, where on release was like 80,000. Right now it's averaging about 40,000 during peak hours, which is normal, and that's been going on for over a month now. So you know, people seem to be liking it. Yeah, I mean, it's like it goes down to, because they're actually, Steam's weird with how it does its data tracking, because it doesn't actually check the ups and downs throughout the day.
Well, I mean, it also doesn't include console players too, so that's a big. But like the big half drop off was, like you said, like most of it was probably within that Steam window of like 2 hours played. The other half was just like, I can't get used to the UI/art style. And then now they're kind of, so they're doing a weird thing to where they're doing limited events for pretty much everything except for the main game. So like Duos is a limited event. Couple weeks ago, or literally last week, it was on a different map. This week it's on a different map. They got the final map, Cryo Archive, which I think is only available on the weekends. And then they got a ranked mode, which I believe is only available on the weekends too? So it's like they mix these in and out. And I think the reason the fluctuation is going on right now is because Cryo Archive was out of rotation, and now they went back into rotation for this weekend. People were playing it again, and now it's coming back out of rotation. So it's kind of like they're still testing the game, even though it's released. Essentially, yeah. it's kind of weird.
Well, the other thing you've also got is obviously a lot of the Marathon players are going to be coming from probably either Destiny or coming from the. Why is the Ark Raiders hype, right? Yeah. Because that was the big game that came out. And then it's like, oh, I'm not as good at this as I am at Ark Raiders, so I'm going to go back to being Ark Raiders, because people don't like being bad at games because they've got a fucking ego and they want to be top frag. I don't know what you're talking about. Shut the fuck up, Quag. Like, fucking 20 minutes ago, you were talking about your fucking space charts and shit for your builds or whatever. Like, I think that is part of it, is they play these games. I am not as good at this game as I am at this other game, so I'm going to go play the other game because that strokes my ego, right? It's so... I think there are a lot of factors in it.
Sure. I will say that Marathon's having better retention than Destiny 2 had.
For a lot of it, Hygarde.
No. Then Destiny 2 had during some of its events, like event releases. Unless it's 40,000 different people every day. generally, the drop off, like people will come back if it's not like a big one. The trend kind of looked like go up to like 60,000 for the first day, and then immediately drop to 20,000. Like the day after, because people were like, "Oh, that was fun," and then like move on with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that people are still interested in it, and honestly, the reviews are generally positive. It's 86% positive, whatever that means. And I don't know. It seems like people are enjoying the game. It seems like this is more of a vote minority more than Hygarde, where like I think Hygarde just did have some core issues that were really hard to overcome. So it's really hard to compare them one to one, where I just think Marathon, the feel of it's not what people like. It's like most people's issues is the UI or the feel, general feel, the aesthetic of it. But you're never going to win those people. But the people who like it really like it, and it plays well, which is all you can really ask for. It's a more polished game, I guess, is really what I'm trying to say. The depth is not as deep as Hygarde was trying to be.
I think the one thing that keeps me a little more interested in Marathon versus other extraction shooters is it's like I can feel like I'm getting shit on for like 3 to 4 matches in a row and still have a full fucking vault full of bullshit for like no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just kind of attests of like there's a lot of shit you can grab, like you and like between the single player rook runs, and then you know you can go in as a solo shell, you can go in as trios, you could go in as duos. Like there's like so much loot that you're just I'm getting shit on, but I still have all this loot that I can grab. And I actually just started seeing a couple of things last week of players starting to actually, I'm going to say the casual base of Arc Raiders players are actually finally getting to the end game. And those players are finally voicing their opinions of like, there's nothing else to do here. We've reached the end game. We got all the good loot. We killed all the good, cool fucking bosses. What do we do now? And it's just like, well, if Arc Raiders doesn't innovate, people just go into Marathon, honestly. Like, where else are they going to go?
I was going to say, has Arc Raiders had like any major content updates recently?
Content? Or are they just kind of. They just keep simmering. Fucking revolving around this of map events. Like, they don't actually put in new content. They just have a different weather event for the maps. And it's like, you know, it's usually increased loot and all that shit, but it's the same fucking loot. There's been no actual content update for Arc Raiders. I think the last biggest one was when they introduced the Queen. That was just another boss fight that was basically the fucking Matriarch. And it's like, you're not really introducing anything new. You're just introducing new ways to get the same fucking loot. So it's like people are starving for content on there, so they're gonna go to the Marathon, and then who knows if those are the same players that are gonna be like, well, I either hate the art and I'm not going to fucking touch it, or I'm going to actually put some time into learning this game and it's going to be my new favorite extraction shooter.
I love that.
Hmm.
Love that. And then Fortnite's going to release an extraction shooter, and there. Yeah, it's all gonna fucking. Can I bitch about Fortnite for 3 seconds? A game I haven't played. Sure.
One sec before you say that. another game that's going down tomorrow. PUBG Blackout, the stupid fucking top down Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
Clone servers died.
Blind
tomorrow.
Spot.
Blind spot. Good. That's what it was.
Good.
I would dig a build extraction shooter. I'd watch the shit. I wouldn't play it because I still think it's stupid. I think the genre is very dumb, but that's my opinion more than anything.
Yeah, but I'd say that about fucking StarCraft as well. Like,
it is objectively smart. You have to do a lot of thinking. It's literally called a strategy game, CJ.
Oh, right, can I bitch about Dwayne Johnson in Fortnite for a second?
Because
I don't know if anyone knows this about me. I'm not the biggest fan of Baldface McGee. I don't like the pebble as much as some other people do. But he's in Fortnite now, and Fortnite are currently doing an event. Where it's like you pick your side. You're either with Dwayne Johnson and the good guys, or you're with the evil Lich King looking dude and the bad guys. And then it's like for every person in the game that you kill of the opposite faction, I don't know how you tell that, but you get points for your side. And apparently the evil team was winning. Now, I don't know if this is 100% true. I've only got one source for this. So this might be bullshit. But so Dwayne Johnson, in all of his contracts and everything he does, he has a no lose clause. Yes. Where it's like he can only be beaten up for X amount of time in a film. He can't lose. His team in Fortnite was losing. So Epic Games added a secret multiplier to the scores for the Dwayne Johnson team because he was losing. And a week after that update, apparently he was still losing. It was by less, but he was still losing. Fucking Dwayne Johnson, his fucking contract has meant that in Fortnite, you can't beat him. Because I guarantee you they'll do another one of those fucking events and it'll be Dwayne Johnson beating up the villain regardless of what happens in the actual, like, score tally.
Doesn't he have it in his contracts, like even in like movies, that he's not allowed to lose?
Yeah, like, no, that's what I'm talking about. Like, he's got the no lose.
So it's the fact that it's extending into.
Yeah, it's like it is like in. And honestly, you fucking look at wrestling. Like, when was the last time he lost a wrestling match was 2013, I think. So like It's great. It's great. It's fucking brilliant. I fucking hate him so much. And I saw the Moana trailer, and I have no hatred to anyone who works on movies because you guys do God's work. But that wig looks so fucking shit. How you are able to put a wig on someone and they still look bald, I don't know. But look up the fucking Moana trailer. The wig is awful. It's so bad. Fuck Dwayne Johnson. I don't like you. Fight me, bitch. Except don't, because you'll force me to lose.
No.
He won't have to force you.
No,
I don't think you. I don't think there'll be any force required in that one.
I know he has
probably flick a forehead and it'd be over.
I'll run him over with a wheelchair, and I know where pressure points are.
There we go. Get those pressure points.
What is The Rock going to do? Fucking kick him off the wheelchair?
See, that's how you get him.
It's the biggest piece of bullshit.
even if The Rock does win, he loses because CJ is recording the whole thing. And then you put him beating up a cripple on the internet. So
I'm just saying that this is gonna be the Fast and Furious franchise. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but Vin Diesel also has a no lose clause in his contract with that movie series.
Which is crazy.
To my knowledge, he only did that because he knew it'd force the people writing the movie series that he hates the most, to do some turnaround bullshit.
Fucking Deus Ex Machina bullshit. Yes.
Yeah, and he was just like really forcing the producers to do like make their job harder because he does not want to be part of that franchise.
Wait. This is a new one. Hold on. Bell says they're going to have to change Moana completely because he also can't be depicted badly on top of the whole he can't lose. Maui was a bit of a dick and he wasn't really a hero. They're going to have to make Maui the hero now and Rock's face. Now that it's Rock's face and not his voice.
Wasn't he a dick in the Black Adam or whatever? I mean, he was explicitly the villain there.
But his plan for that franchise was that he was going to beat Superman and they were going to build a whole fucking thing around Black Adam.
Yeah, you're right.
Like he was planning for... I think with Moana, and I haven't seen the movie in a few years, but I think there's enough there where you can work around it because he's a bit of a dick, but at the end of the day, he does still come back and do the hero thing. And I feel like he'd be like, yeah, but it's all right, because at the end of the movie, I come in and do my hero moment. like, I think he's being okay with being portrayed as a bit of a dick, because he can play that off as comedy. It's where it's like he's being a fucking bad guy. And I mean, like, I hate to bring up wrestling and shit all the time, but we saw it last year when he came back for the Netflix thing, where, like, he was just the good guy. And it's like, oh, my best friend Cody, and then he was the bad guy again, and with the whole John Cena thing, and then we haven't seen him since. He doesn't exist anymore. Like he just doesn't.
I mean, that happens though.
Yeah, that happens though. But like the thing with him specifically is like it's just like he does what he wants, and everyone else has to figure it out, whether it's movies, games, wrestling, whatever the fuck. It's like, I'm going to do this thing.
It's The Rock, dude.
I'm going to do this thing, and then you guys can figure out what happens because of it. It's like, I'm going to be in Fortnite and fight the bad guy. Oh, wait, everyone fucking hates me. Well, I'm going to win anyway. Give me a multiplier. Like, fuck this.
It is The Rock, though. I get what you're saying. Like, you know, like in general, it's not really the nicest practice. It's like, I mean, the man has been working his ass off since 1994 to create an image for himself, and did it plus more. I mean, he and Stone Cold were carrying the WWE for some time. So I mean, so yeah, now he's in the point where he's like, all right, I kind of feel like winning. I get it. It's a little bit scumbaggish, but it's like, dude, it's, you know, in the music industry. Do you guys know who Deadmau5 is?
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
And J-Dog, I know you know. Deadmau5 is one of the greatest producers ever. I mean, if you're talking electronic music, Deadmau5 is top three. You know, so for some people, he's top two, not two. Deadmau5 had a streak in the 2010s, especially when Justin Bieber was popping off, where he was just like, bro, the music industry sucks. You know, these people are trash. Like, you make terrible music. You make terrible music. Da, da, da. And he was just calling people out. Like, I mean, just being an asshole. And a lot of people were like, yo, Joel, chill. What are you doing, bro? And then not long after that, people were like, it's Deadmau5. Like, the guy's kind of earned the right to be a dickhead because of how great he is. And so now people kind of like love it when he's a dickhead. They're like, this is not, that's Joel being Joel. So like he kind of like earned the reputation to be that person, and no one really complains about it anymore. But and I think that The Rock is kind of like achieving that moment now where it's like, all right, like let this guy kind of do what he wants. And you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know.
In certain contexts I can work, but it's like if I need to write an entire film around the fact that a guy can't lose because he doesn't want to look bad on TV, as a writer, that feels like a kick in the dick, because it's like,
sure,
I have this really great story, but I'm the good guy. I'm like, fuck you.
There's a big difference though, right? Joel wasn't wrong.
Yeah, yo. Justin Bieber makes good music, okay? Leave him alone, all right?
But no, for real though, I think the big difference is that like Deadmau5 didn't fucking change people's music. He was just being a shitter. He was just being a hater.
Yeah. There's a difference between having an opinion and people being like, you're okay to have your opinion because you've earned that. And like being like, I want to be in this video game. My faction is losing. Literally, like,
because make us win. Point, I'm not arguing that part. I'm not arguing that part at all.
at that point, it's like, okay, the player base has made a decision. Do they do they want to go with the bald sci-fi hero, or do they want to go with, like, the cool cloaked shadow ice king looking motherfucker? I'm like, gamers are probably going to side with the villain a lot. Look at the Overwatch 100%. Event that they did with Overwatch's big new update for, like, what is it, their third season one? For the first half of that event, the bad guys were winning because, like, people like being a dick. But then it's your choices don't actually matter. Like, this is one of those times where you can say the vote was fucking rigged. I demand a recount.
Yeah, no, that part I could care less, honestly. And plus, it's Fortnite. Who gives a shit? But I think I'm more so stepped in around the WWE conversation. This is probably more of a wrestling conversation for us to have. But yeah, no, the whole Fortnite thing, rigging thing, is like, come on, dude. When I played Hogwarts Legacy, I intentionally went to Slytherin. Sorry, don't give a fuck about Gryffindor. You know, 10 points this way. So yeah, no, I get that.
Fucking Jay, like, who's Justin Bieber anyway?
Fuck Dwayne. Fuck
the fact
Dwayne.
That he spelled Bieber right makes me question.
We were talking Bieber? About hot take. Here's Bieber. My hot take specifically for you, Juice. Mick Foley was better than Dwayne Johnson in every way. Fuck you.
Not promos.
I remember his promo about, like, ECW and saying, like, I put my body on the line for you people and this is what I fucking get. Nah,
that was a good one.
You can't tell me Mick Foley can't cut a promo when that is the top 10.
He can cut him. He can cut him for sure. That was definitely a good one. I did love that. When Mick Foley felt passionate about something, you felt it on the mic for sure. Yep. You felt that shit. Yeah.
So it's
not better than The Rock, but you felt it though, you know.
I care for the stock and the Rock and Stock connection. Okay, I'm here for the stock.
The Rock and Stock connection, dude, that was amazing. I miss those days.
All right. So are we? So we've hit an hour. Are we going to move into gaming hot takes or Quang's mystery quiz?
This is up to you.
Because I think always hold on Mike to had some hot takes for us. Or he wanted us to...
I feel like people will be upset regardless.
Yeah. Damn, I mean...
I'll leave it up to you, Juice.
I think both sound great to me. A mystery quiz? Like, what kind of mystery quiz are we talking about?
I'm intrigued by the mystery.
I'm calling it a mystery quiz. I gave you guys the gist of what the quiz is.
Mainly because I'm an old... This is, like, actually one of my big interests outside of gaming. So if we want to go into mystery quiz, I can... I don't know how to do this visually for the stream, but... I think it was a very simple quiz. I'm just going to keep track of everyone's points here.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a common gaming term. And I need you to tell me what video game, or what game in general, I guess. Do you think popularized the term or the term came from?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of these are really easy. Some of these I will accept a couple of answers based on it's kind of like a depends on where you came from kind of answer, because it seems like it all popped up at once. But I will keep it. Everyone can just send me a DM. So the first word I have.
Okay.
Yeah, just send me a DM.
This isn't open. All right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I need to find your shit. Hold on. we don't talk anymore. That's fucking.
Like we just
First term that has been used a bunch. I think it's kind of died out a little bit. Is 200 IQ. This is pre-5 head. People are saying 200 IQ. Which is a term popularized in a video game. And I promise these technically get harder.
I only think of it in this context.
200 IQ.
Now,
there's a couple.
This is recent. This is like the last 10 years.
It is definitely the most recent. It is definitely the most recent of the terms that I have here. Juice looking for my name.
No, I found you. I found you.
Yeah.
I think this is wrong, but I'm gonna put it anyway.
There could be so many though.
No, actually J-Dog hit it on the nose, getting the first point.
Okay. Nice. Okay, I thought so.
Which it is a League of Legends term. Said by ex pro player Polebelt. Actually, he was a pro player at the time. Pro player in 2012, 2013. Because League of Legends was the biggest thing and everybody was watching him at the time, it just became a term for goddamn that was smart.
Fuck, we're old, dude. Jesus Christ.
it did bleed into Among Us, CJ.
Yeah, I've never played League of Legends, so like first time I heard it was like
that core group, the like Disguised Toast group, they all like came from League of Legends, so it's that's why they were using that like you're just wrong. It's not Fortnite. Fortnite.
People don't think that's what I played. That's the only thing I think of. I was like, I feel like this happened recently because I didn't start hearing 200 IQ until like the end of the 2010s.
Fortnite ain't necessarily recent. Fortnite's 10 years old.
That's fair.
Well, I say within the last 10 years. That's what I'm saying. I think that's recent, you know?
Okay. To continue going on, like the, just to warm up a little bit, I think this is also on the easy side. It might just be me. But Wombo Combo.
Oh, that's easy.
You ever hit the people with the Wombo Combo?
Wait, there's no way I got that wrong. Wait, did I? No. Maybe?
I haven't said
immediately anything. Question. DMs me first, immediately second guess. It's like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? I was going to say that.
It is Smash Brothers. That's points across the board. This was supposed to be the first one. I had it at the bottom, and that is my bad. Yeah. One of the greatest clips.
That ain't Falco.
That ain't Falco. Coming from a Bay Area local. Wombo Combo. Shout outs to Pizza Hut.
Let's say that's like where my brain immediately was like, ah, the pizza. Nope, wrong quiz.
That fun fact, because I know the guys, they literally practiced that combo for hours. So everyone was prepped for it to happen. They're like, yeah, we're gonna call it the Wombo Combo because I think Pizza had a Wombo Combo, Burger King had a Wombo Combo at the time.
I wombo, you wombo, the study of wombology.
All right, next one. I don't know if people would know this, but where does the term Smurf come from? This is where, like, we're getting into me being a little bit more. I don't have a lot of these, by the way, because a lot of them are just like.
I was gonna say, these are all games that you've played, I feel like. It's.
We've hit two. Oh.
Like, where did the, like, when did it, like, the game where, at first?
What game?
Like, the first big Smurf game.
Did the term Smurf come from? Basically, people were called the originator of Smurf, meaning playing in lower lobbies to.
So it's a ranked game that's.
There you go.
Okay.
Chat's got it, so don't cheat.
I specifically closed down.
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't think this had a ranked mode. This didn't have a ranked mode. Like, did it? I'm fucked, dude.
This is where me being. being a nerd really helps.
It has to be something like...
Like, I don't know where it originated from.
Older.
So I guess I'm gonna do a throwaway.
Close.
I'll do that, I guess.
Close.
I don't know.
You guys were close, actually. No points here. It was Warcraft 2. It was one of the 2 expansions. Warcraft 2 pros made accounts to bully people because they were just winning so much. Called Papa Smurf and Mama Smurf.
Okay, that's where it comes from.
That's stupid. I love that.
Like, who the fuck are these Smurfs?
I was gonna say League again too, but I was like, he wouldn't put that twice.
I have always wondered why Smurf is the word. Like, that's all. And now I know. Thank you, Quay.
Yeah, it's a fucking dumb thing.
In fact,
yeah, it's fun. The guys look like they played Warcraft 2, to be clear. They explicitly look like the stereotypical video gamer from the 90s. Next, I feel like J-Dog must know this, but WASD. Where did WASD come from?
Fuck it.
What game popularized WASD?
For reference.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the nose.
This comes from before I was fucking born, so I feel like I'm at a disadvantage.
That's true. I will say, we've reached CJ was not born era.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my non-existent father's eye. Oh,
maybe?
God. You know what? I'm just going to have fun with this. Fuck you.
That's the thing. All these say just like pop up like 5 to 10 games in my fucking brain.
Yeah, fuck, I mean, that's where
it comes from.
I'm gonna give CJ a point because that's base, and this is my game show. Juice got it right.
I did.
It was a dude. Yeah, it's Quake.
Nice.
Wait, really?
Yeah, okay. WASD was not a thing before Quake. Quake introduced. They're like, it's kind of dumb that all the buttons are over there and the arrow keys are over here. We're just gonna.
Oh my god! We're gonna. I said it was
so
close.
The arrows to WASD.
Wally the video game
thing was a very specific person. He helped develop Quake. So Quake was the thing that basically everybody knows WASD from. But you are. They got it. They knows. They knows his trivia, or he's googling it as we speak. It could be one or the other.
This feels like whenever I'm playing Trivia Murder Party, and like a fucking question about American sports pops up, and I'm the only European in the fucking.
Wally the video game was a based answer, CJ. The one of the few video games that do not have keyboard support.
Yeah. That's specifically why I picked it. I'm trying to think of a game that doesn't have keyboard controls.
Yeah. The next term is offsides. No, I'm just kidding.
Offsides.
The next term is tilt. And now, if people want to community check me later, that's fine. This is my understanding of gaming history.
Okay.
I will accept two. There are two answers that I'll accept for this.
I started hearing tilt within the last 10 years as well.
That might be my fault.
Huh.
Damn, they got facts on facts. There are two answers that I will take from this. Mainly, this is one of those, like, I don't know if you'd ever know one of the two.
Oh my god.
Damn.
If you know one, you definitely know the other, but not the other way around, so.
Yeah, again, I'm just gonna do a fucking joke answer.
It's not COD.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Saying a lot in that.
I made a reaction. I shouldn't have made a reaction.
I don't have anything. I have nothing open.
Okay, good. You didn't see me.
Yeah. I would have the stream open. I would have our call open. I have got our DMs open on a separate fucking like browser tab of Discord so that I'm not cheating.
No, I made a face reaction. When you did.
At this point, I'm just putting "fuck you" answers because I have done this.
Pokemon Go.
Bro, I don't answers know.
From Jay and Juicin from CJ. Just need one from Mr. The.
Bro, I don't. That's a throwaway for me, dude. I don't know.
All right. CJ's actually the only one that got it.
What is it?
It's pinball.
Oh, you were being literal. What the? All right.
So, tilt is a thing where you smack the pinball machine over and over again, and it will give you an error called tilt. So, you stop hitting the thing. The other answer I was going to accept was poker. Because if you know it from pinball, most people know it from poker, which is you play worse because you're emotional.
I thought we were exclusively talking about video games here, dog.
I explicitly corrected myself that terms used in gaming originate from other games, not video games.
Like, fuck it.
You haven't played Space Invaders. Or not Space Invaders, but no,
Space Cadet. You're talking about Space Pinball? Yeah, Space Cadet.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. It's fucking Space Cadet, bro.
Yeah, like, and you can tilt it. You can tilt in Space Cadet.
Oh my God.
It will
God.
Stop you from using the flippers. Give you a big
tilt. I was like, what's a game that I would physically tilt? It's not going to be on the fucking Wii, because like these are getting older and older. Fuck it. When I was in Boston, we were playing
games and gaming.
All right, good to know.
Brother just like dropped a geography question in the middle of a history exam for no fucking reason. Just like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, how deep is the Marianas Trench?
I know that one.
All right. And I'm going to be a little bit more specific with this. Where did the term noob, N-O-O-B, get popularized?
I know. I think I know.
I have two. I will accept two answers for this one. It happened around the same time because they technically originate from the same place. So,
I have such a limited range from back then, too. It was like I was only playing shooters.
That's crazy. That's crazy that J Dog.
You probably got pretty good range.
Got it wrong.
J Dog and Juice once again with. It's both Counter Strike and Mortal Kombat. It's pre COD.
Wait.
Noob was for sure in Mortal Kombat. Yeah,
noob
dude.
Cybot, baby.
Noob Cybot.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Also Counter-Strike is in shooters, that's where it came from because it used to be NEWB because that was a military term for newbies, like
I'm guessing because my other thing was going to be the fucking noob tube from Call of Duty,
but yeah, so Counter-Strike popularized the term and then Call of Duty picked it up in the shooter genre. Mm-hmm. I would have accepted either. We are towards the end here, and somehow CJ is in the lead.
What the?
CJ's in the lead.
That's a bullshit.
With
I wasn't there, guys. What the fuck?
Listen,
I was living in the moment. You know what I mean? Like I didn't pay attention to like everything that was happening, but like. Just like in the moment, you know what I mean?
I have two more questions. This is the penultimate. This is the penultimate question. Nerf
or nothing? Okay.
Everyone,
this I really don't know. This I really don't know.
Nerf, common. Common term used to describe a balance that reduces.
The strength nerfing started.
So it was a game that would have been updated so that a thing would have been.
Yeah, nerfed. I don't know if you're being literal anymore or if you're like generalizing.
So if you tell me like a nerf gun, that's not it. I will explicitly say.
Are we set in this original thing? Because I'm in first, so I care now. Like, I was fucking around until I realized I was in first. Like, this is the term we understand, like a balance patch, for example.
It, yeah, like yeah, that kind of nerf.
So it's a game.
There's a game that would've
been updated.
Got really quiet. Everyone's still there?
Yeah, everyone's yeah, still
This is the first instance I remember, I think. Or maybe
if anyone could get this, I would be fucking surprised. I also whiffed this. I was in the right genre, but I definitely whiffed the nerf origin. And I sit here.
No clue.
I love that you keep guessing StarCraft 2, considering there's a StarCraft.
I know, right?
You're gonna talk about originating. Yeah, you know,
I don't know, man.
Lightsabers came out.
Dude, I didn't start playing PC games until 2017. So everything before that was console, and more console.
Dave's on it.
So man, I don't know. I'm so out of the loop with some of this like old stuff.
It's just funny that you have to type space 2 every time, and it's just really like...
yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
Bro, I can't.
I honestly, once again, if any of you get this, I'd be. StarCraft Brood War was a good game, brother. Yeah, I agree. Campaign was solid. Honestly, StarCraft 2 campaign was also.
I know people talk about playing MapleStory and shit. I'm like, I didn't play any of that stuff. Like, I don't know, man.
We're talking
about syrup?
I'm throwing shit away.
That's J-Dog was closest. So EverQuest was a good guess. It was Ultima Online. Specifically, there was one patch that quote unquote nerfed, where they debuffed one of the melee weapons so bad that people were calling it a nerf foam bat. Because it did so little damage.
I see. Right. I see.
I figured it was something like that. Like, it does the damage of a nerf gun or nerf thing.
Yeah. I mean, EverQuest is just after Ultima Online. I guessed EverQuest.
Ultima.
Neither. I also guessed EverQuest. That was where my brain normally goes for that.
Rip.
All right. So, I know this was a short quiz. I figured we wouldn't have a lot of time. But doing this, so well, we're going to the last question.
Everyone get ready to type StarCraft 2.
In the lead is TJ with 3 points. J-Dog and Juice are just behind with 2 points each. Where does the term GOAT come from within games?
Oh my fucking god.
G-O-A-T.
Oh, yeah, this has to be recent.
It's not Goat Simulator, is it? Like,
this has to be recent.
Greatest of all time.
Interesting.
Where re-ask the question, where does the term GOAT come from within gaming?
I don't.
Where was it popularized?
Trying to figure out the theme here because Quang always has a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Does basketball count? Does the NBA count as an answer?
I was gonna say,
is that a game?
Are we gonna say like Muhammad Ali? Because he was the boxing. Like that was the first time, wasn't it?
Well, we're specifically talking about people being referred to as the GOAT, as opposed to
the GOAT, the not greatest the greatest of all time. Yeah, yeah, specifically, yep.
Like the term "go bah," you know, like
yeah, versus like the boat, you know.
I feel like people started saying "goat" recently. Like, this has to be last 15 years.
No, hadn't. Yeah, but you thought that about fucking.
He wasn't wrong for most of this, technically. I guess yeah. No. Wait, not technically. God, we're old. 15 years ago was 2011.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna say this because that's literally all I have in the fucking brain.
Yeah,
because I think of the thing.
I think that's a good guess. I think that's a good guess.
Well, because it was a strategy.
Yep.
Wait. I could be thinking about the wrong shit here.
That's crazy.
It's gonna be fucking
No, I'm thinking about something different. I'm thinking about goad. Was it GOAD?
That's just a word.
Yeah, it's just a word.
I'm thinking about
it means taunt.
I'm thinking about goads. Yeah.
I will goad Quang to give me the right answer.
What the fuck was it, man?
Fucking no, brother. I don't fucking
know. Are you rescinding your
Yeah, because what I'm thinking about was a strategy in that game as opposed to
goad people into the yeah.
Okay, so is this a game or like an entertainment thing?
I would say it's a game. What do you mean by entertainment thing? Like pinball's a game.
Because the NBA is entertainment, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Is this on three video?
Well,
game
it was. Plan, it was definitely it before, like NBA thing.
Swear to God, it's gonna be fucking Goat Simulator. I'm gonna be so pissed. I'm so pissed if it's actually Goat Simulator.
Dude,
I didn't hear your question, J Dog.
It's okay. I'm gonna fucking throwaway answer anyways. Okay.
Juice, it's on you.
Yeah,
dude. I legit don't know.
I swear, you know what pissed me off more is if he says it was Faker. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, word.
That's so funny.
I'm just gonna be basic here, and I'm just gonna do that. This is a throwaway. I don't
know. All right. Well, I can confidently say that CJ is the winner, because nobody got it right. The term "goat" comes from the Game of Life 1994 call. There was a small Asian boy born in a hospital in San Jose, California.
Get the fuck out
and
of here.
And he is before
get,
you.
Get out of my ear.
Get the fuck out. No,
right, this has been episode 69. Quang's getting canceled. We're out. We're looking for a new host. Quang obviously didn't read my fucking no lose clause, so he's fired.
We have an XP share. Good night.
No. I can't, bro. I fucking can't.
So funny. So funny.
This dude.
Oh my gosh.
What do Juice Wayne and Batman have in common? Join the Cracked Media Discord to find out. The answer may not be there, but there are a lot of other cool stuff. I promise.